Introduction. Welcome to Stage 3 of our course. Business Intelligence in Architecture Engineering Construction. A comprehensive user journey for SQA professionals. In this stage, we will dive into the world of business intelligence tools and techniques that are essential for effective data analysis and visualization. Whether you're an experienced professional or new to the field, this session is designed to fill your skill gap and enhance your understanding of how to leverage BI tools effectively. As we embark on this journey together, keep in mind that the right tools and techniques can transform raw data into actionable insights, enabling better decision-making in your projects. So, let's get started. Main content. Overview of popular BI tools. First, let's explore some of the most popular BI tools available today. Tableau, Power BI, QlikView, and Google Data Studio. Tableau asterisk is renowned for its powerful data visualization capabilities. It allows users to create interactive and shareable dashboards that illustrate trends, variations, and insights in real time. Imagine being able to visualize project progress and performance metrics with just a few clicks. For example, a project manager can use Tableau to track construction milestones and compare them against the planned schedule. Power BI, developed by Microsoft, offers seamless integration with other Microsoft products. Its user-friendly interface makes it accessible for both beginners and experienced analysts. You can easily connect to various data sources and create compelling reports that help stakeholders understand complex data at a glance. For instance, a construction firm might use Power BI to consolidate financial data and visualize budget performance across multiple projects. QlikView asterisk takes a unique associative model approach, enabling users to explore data freely without being confined to predefined queries. This flexibility allows for deeper insights as users can make connections between disparate data points. For example, a safety officer could analyze incident reports alongside project timelines to identify correlations between project phases and safety incidents. Lastly, Google Data Studio asterisk provides a free, web-based platform for creating customizable reports and dashboards. Its collaborative features make it ideal for teams who want to share insights in real time. For instance, a design team could use Google Data Studio to present design metrics and gather feedback from stakeholders, all in one interactive report. Basic functionalities of BI tools for data visualization. Now that we've covered the tools, let's discuss their basic functionalities. Most BI tools allow users to import data from various sources, which can include spreadsheets, databases, and cloud services. Once the data is imported, users can perform transformations, clean the data, and create visualizations such as charts, graphs, and maps. For instance, you might find yourself using a bar chart to represent project timelines or a heat map to display areas of high activity in a construction site. The beauty of these visualizations lies in their ability to simplify complex data, making it easier for stakeholders to grasp critical information quickly. Additionally, most BI tools offer drag-and-drop functionality, enabling users with minimal technical skills to build visualizations without needing to write code. Techniques for data analysis. Moving on to data analysis techniques. Understanding the difference between descriptive, predictive, and prescriptive analytics is crucial. Descriptive analytics asterisk focuses on summarizing historical data to understand what has happened in the past. For example, analyzing past project delays can help identify patterns that led to those delays, such as resource shortages or weather-related disruptions. Predictive analytics, on the other hand, uses statistical models and machine learning techniques to forecast future outcomes based on historical data. This could be invaluable for anticipating budget overruns in projects based on previous financial data, allowing project managers to take proactive measures. Finally, prescriptive analytics asterisk goes a step further by recommending actions based on the analysis. This technique can provide insights into the best paths forward, like which construction methods will yield the best results under current conditions. For instance, a prescriptive model could suggest optimal resource allocation based on project timelines and resource availability. Dashboard creation and reporting basics. Creating effective dashboards is a vital skill in BI. A well-designed dashboard presents data clearly and concisely, allowing users to monitor key performance indicators at a glance. When designing a dashboard, consider the audience and the insights they need. Use visual elements wisely. Too many visuals can lead to confusion. Aim for a balance that provides enough information without overwhelming the viewer. Remember to keep your reports focused on the objectives and tailor them to the needs of your stakeholders. For example, a dashboard for project managers might highlight budget usage, project timelines, and safety metrics, while a dashboard for the executive team could focus on overall project performance and ROI. Conclusion. In conclusion, we've covered an important range of topics in this stage. We explored popular BI tools and their functionalities, learned about essential data analysis techniques, and discussed the basics of dashboard creation. These skills will empower you to make informed decisions based on data, enhancing your effectiveness as an SQA professional in the architecture engineering construction industry. As we wrap up this stage, take a moment to reflect on how these tools and techniques can be integrated into your daily work. Reflection questions. 1. Which BI tool do you think would be the most beneficial for your current projects? And why? 2. How can you apply descriptive, predictive, and prescriptive analytics to improve decision-making in your role? 3. What strategies will you use to ensure your dashboards effectively communicate the most important insights to your stakeholders? Thank you for joining me in this stage. I hope you feel more equipped to utilize BI tools and techniques effectively in your work.